I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
And today, we're so happy you joined us because we're going to talk about something I think is a really favorite a lot of people, but with a different flavor. And I'm talking about monkey bread.
Yes, monkey bread is fun because it's just so easy to pull apart whatever piece you need and grab it and go.
And it has all that flavor kind of mixed around every piece. And I made those several times for like class reunions and so on. It was gone before anything else on the table.
Yes. But what is so interesting about this recipe today is that it hits the apple season and that
we are here.
And I love September and the apples and going on into fall and all the fall baking. And that's what's really neat about this recipe for apple pie pull apart loaf. I captured a fall baking Better Homes and Gardens publication the other day, or I should say captured. I purchased
it. You did, yes.
Yes. And I've just been mesmerized by so many of the recipes and the pictures in it. I can't wait to try a lot of these recipes, LaVon, because there are recipes about apples, there are recipes about pumpkin, recipes about using bacon in your baking.
Ooh,
yes, and okay. I'm excited about that. Ginger, all those wonderful fall homey flavors and fragrances.
Really makes you think fall. Mm-hmm. And my favorite season is fall until it's spring, and then spring is my favorite season.
Okay. Okay.
But right now it's fall.
Yes.
And the apple crop is amazing.
And I particularly, in baking, enjoy using Johnnigold apples. And sometimes I use a mixture. Sometimes I might use some Braeburn, Johnnigold, Jonathan, maybe even Honeycrisp. And Honeycrisp really is my favorite eating apple. I love that tart sweet apple. But for a little savings on the cost, why not go to Johnnigold? And because right now, at least in the supermarket, they're very, very reasonable price and make a wonderful apple to use in baking.
And even better price-wise, if you have neighbors with apple trees, they're going to be wanting to give you apples.
No kidding.
So you're doing them a favor when you go and get apples. And it's such a part of that fall part of sharing those apples. So whatever kind you use, but it's good to know what the recommendation is. And I think Johnnigold and Jonathan are two of those apples that are various uses. You can use them for pie. You can use them for almost anything, and they're going to turn out fine.
And particularly, a Red Delicious would be only for eating, in my book. It just falls apart too easily in the baking process.
You bet. But next week, we're going to talk about that would be a good choice.
Okay. Yes, and that's what will be fun in September, because we are going to focus a lot on these fall baking opportunities with the fruits and vegetables in the gardens and orchards. But this apple pie pull-apart loaf is something that can be made in a bread machine if you have it, up to the dough stage, D-O-U-G-H, dough stage, and then all the fun shaping and cutting comes about in order to make the pull-apart stages. This bread, this yeast bread, is made in a 9-by-5-inch pan, and that makes it even more unique for a monkey bread, you might say.
That's
because
true.
A monkey bread I think of is a lot of times in a round pan or an angel food cake pan, but this is in a loaf pan. I used my bread machine when I did make this, although the recipe that we will be putting on the website will be for mixing the yeast bread dough by hand.
And I'm guessing you could buy the frozen yeast dough at the store, and you could still follow the recipe and come out with this wonderful tasting product.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So there are many different ways to pursue this, and especially with your children. If you don't want to introduce them to making yeast bread just yet, why not go and purchase some of the frozen bread dough and work with that product where it's all ready for you to start shaping and rolling and cutting.
So they still get the feel of it and the handling of it. And that's one of the skills that it's pretty important when you start doing with yeast products.
Yes, definitely. And the interesting part too in the filling of this apple pie pull-apart loaf is that it uses a peeled and finely sliced apple. And, of course, then the filling, usually I think of just a granulated sugar filling, but this uses brown sugar. So it does give it, I think it tends to caramelize a little bit nicer when it in the baking process, and also apple pie spice, encourage the flavors of the apple and help us to think more about fall.
Mm-hmm. Do you, talking about the apple pie spice, That's something you buy on the shelf. Is
yes,
apple
it is.
Pie spice. Mm-hmm. But it is, if you look at the container, it mm-hmm. is a mixture of some other spices you could put together yourself.
Yes, it is.
Do a little experimenting. Or if you didn't have apple pie spice, it's basically cinnamon and I think a little cloves.
Yes.
And maybe some allspice. I'm not sure. I'd have to look at the container. But it's those fall spices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, once we get into after the dough is ready to be shaped, I always like to let it rest under a covered bowl before I start rolling it out. And the reason being, once I punch that down or deflate it, I might say, I let it sit on the counter on my mat, put the bowl over it. And what that does, that helps that dough to relax. So when you begin to roll out the dough into a rectangle, and this particular recipe requires a 20 by 12 inch rectangle, so it's a generous size rectangle to work with, that you won't be fighting the dough every time you roll it. And that's so much more satisfying.
It is, and that's a good hint anytime you're making cinnamon rolls, whatever, where you're rolling that out. Yeah, sometimes it just jumps right back at you. So
mm-hmm. okay,
let it relax.
That's right. And so once you start rolling this out, then after it's rolled, sprinkle with apples, brown sugar, and apple pie spice. Then the fun begins. I always use a ruler. Like if it says 20 by 12, I make mine 20 by 12. If it says 4 by 2, I make it 4 by 2. And you just learn to work with the dough to make it work with you. So then it's rolled out into a rectangle. It's into two. And then it's cut into two 20 by 6 inch pieces. Those pieces are laid on top of each other. You do more cutting until you're just building a stack of bread dough pieces that have been coated with this wonderful mixture. And then people might say, well, what do you use to cut?
Exactly. That was just mm-hmm. what I was going to ask you. What's okay. What's the best tool to use?
When I make cinnamon rolls, I use dental floss, Levon. It's my favorite cutting tool for yeast dough. In this particular situation where it was laid up,
it's not
flatter.
A round
Correct.
Roll like mm-hmm. the cinnamon rolls usually are round. This is more a rectangle.
Exactly. I have a pizza cutter that I use, and it works very well for that. And then it got to the point where I was the final stacking process of this got to be so tall that I didn't want to use the pizza cutter, so that's when I used a very sharp knife, and it worked very, very well. Then the fun thing is you take these stacks of fans or whatever you want to call them of dough and all the yummy goody apple mixture that's in them and gently place them in a greased 9x5x3 inch pan. You don't have to grease and flour it, just greased pan, but grease it well, please. Either with a nonstick spray, or perhaps you're used to doing it with flour or shortening, but grease the
by hand with a piece of wax paper.
You betcha.
Did you grow up that way?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's the way we always used to do it. But
yeah.
That still works.
Yes,
but
it does.
It's a lot faster and easier when you have the spray.
Yeah, right. And so once all these little stacks of dough are in the pan, then of course it has to raise for an hour and then bake. Mine baked at 350 for about 40, 45 minutes. And if you find that it's getting too brown on the top, then it's best to take a piece of aluminum foil and just tent that aluminum foil over the top so that it won't over brown. Now, I have an instant read thermometer. Do you have one of those in the
kitchen?
Yes,
I do.
It's just a wonderful tool to have. It was a little pricey to purchase, but it's a thermometer that I can count on all the time, and it can be used for baked products or meat or just whatever you have in the kitchen that needs to have its temperature taken. And then the instant read thermometer should register 200 degrees. This recipe, Levon, again, will be on our website at kjan.com. Click on programs, click on family, fun in the kitchen for this wonderful apple pie pull-apart loaf.
And I'm guessing you will have a picture there, too.
Oh, yes, and I also have multiple pictures of the preparation steps to help you through.
So if you haven't looked at that website, you can look at this one and previous recipes also.
Exactly. Well, now remember, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.